Simchin Samakim Osef Tes. Vein Shaniris Belitas Halechi Loimdim Besechamavli. Vein Aniris Loimdim Bachutz. Whether the situation is such that a person who is inside of it can see it, a person who is outside of the Mavli does not see it. Vein Shaniris Loimdim Bachutz. Negle Chalal Hamavli. Vein Aniris Loimdim Bifnim. Is kosher.
There's still no zichron gedal you're learning.
Correct. Okay, so
last week there was.
Yes. So now, see in the situation here. Look at the picture over here. Situation of near bifnim. Here's the mavoi. Here's the rishus harabim. So a person who's standing outside, he doesn't know that the wall ends here. As far as he knows, the wall continues further. So the person standing outside doesn't recognize that that's a lechi necessarily. But the person who's standing inside, here's the wall of the mavi, and here's this thing sticking out in front of it. So it's called nir bifnim, mi bifnim, and it's not nir bibachutz. That's kosher. The second case is where it's nir bibachutz and not mi bifnim. So here's the mavi, here's the rishus harabim. So something inside, this just looks like a continuation of the wall. Right? A person is standing here, this looks like this wall ends all the way at the end of the, after the board. Looks like it's all part of that wall, long wall. A person on the outside says, oh wow, there's this board sticking here. That's one example of a near ribachutz. Another example of a near ribachutz is over here, where the last board is sticking out a little bit into the street. So inside, it's all part, it's part of the wall. The guy on the outside says, there's this thing sticking out. Those are some of the examples of how you would have a near, here's the case of near b'mifnim, near b'chutz. There are other examples that we have over here. Those examples. So either one is halach is kosher. Is kosher. Mr. Brua Sivkatan Laman Aleph. When in years Lam the Bachutz, Kagoin. Shahamid Alechi Roch Boy, Nasar Orcher Shalmovi. Lamashak say Roch Boy, Kima Klapichutz. So the example she's giving is this example, where the width of the Lechi is perpendicular to the length of the mavi, and it's parallel, it's perfectly parallel with the wall, it's not sticking out into the street at all. Alahishra chuda hechitzon loivi kosel hamavi. The outer edge of the board is perfectly smooth with the thickness of the wall of the outer wall of the mavi. V'dayma k'mishin moisev alo v'yakosel v'enonir b'vechutz k'lechi. So somebody who's standing outside, somebody who's standing here, he sees wall and he sees this lechi, this thing here. As far as he knows, this is just part of the wall, and the wall, you know, continues inside. He's standing here, he says, oh, I just see a longer wall. You know, he doesn't know that that's a lechi. But the person who's inside looks and says, there's this thing sticking out in our movie. Here's this thing sticking out. If you're standing here, you see the thing sticking out. Kozev. You have the picture there. You have a picture in your mission bureau?
No.
Mm-hmm. Down the bottom or anything like that? No mission picture? Okay. So that's the case where it's near bifnim and not bibachutz. Lamed beis. Neged chalal hamavi. Kegoyin shenosan kol alechi luchutz hamavi. Luchut hapnimi oimid eitzel oivi hakosel. It's the lechi is outside of the mavi. the inner edge of the board is directly next to the wall. Avol amida b'shava l'svas ovi akosol shal tzad toich ha-mavi. The picture which we're going to be looking at over here, they don't have a picture over here, is here. See, look at this picture. Look at picture number 66. So instead of having it facing this way, imagine the board was facing this way. It was facing out. We put the thin part of the board here. Look at this picture over here. There's the wall, and here's this thin, the board is sticking out into the Rishus HaRabim. So the board is not here at the edge of the wall, but rather it's a little bit moved away. They didn't put it right here where the wall is. Because then, we just look like a thicker wall. Move it a little bit away from the edge of the wall, of the inside of the wall inside of the mavi. And he put it parallel to the part of the wall which is the back side of the wall of the Mavi. So then it's visible that it's a lechi in that situation. Kozet. Now it's interesting, they don't have a picture like that over here. This Altosis learns the case. Okay, we started the sip test. We spoke about the idea that you have a case where you can have a lechi which is only visible inside of the mavi. On the outside, somebody standing out here, he doesn't know where the wall ends and where the lechi starts. It's all just like as far as he knows, this is all wall. Till here. Somebody standing inside the mavi, here's the shusharab, here's the mavi. Somebody standing inside, there's a board sticking out, so it's very obvious. So somebody inside is called near miyftim. Somebody from the outside, it's not near mibachutz. That's the first case. The second case, Rav Moshe Berurah said, Katan Lamed Beis, is where it's not near Biftim, it's near Bechutz. But the case, the Rav Moshe Berurah's case, is not that the board is placed this way, the board is placed this way.
Why is it not near Bechutz?
In the middle picture, because if a person standing outside, they colored it to make it obvious to you. But if a person standing outside, probably knows that the wall just keeps going. Right, it's perfect. It's not sticking out into the street at all, so it's just like it looks like a continuation of the wall. And the example which Mr. Burr is talking about now is this picture over here, where it's sticking out into the street. But Mr. Burr points out the case wasn't that you put it adjacent to this part of the wall, which is the inner wall of the mavi, but you put it adjacent to the back side of the wall.
That's nearly the wall, but not me.
Correct. That's the second case.
Because he doesn't see that extension at all, the one maybe sitting.
Right, that's Tosis's pshat. Rashi has a third pshat, or another pshat, where it looks like a tuff, and it's here. It's placed like almost behind the wall. So, the other pshat, I'm not so comfortable with that pshat in Rashi. Because that's b'chal, not, you know. So the Kiddush is this works because the mice of the Mavi has some type of a indication that there's something there addressing the fourth wall. It's not in the Chalal Mavi at all. It's not in the actual airspace of the Mavi at all. So that's what it means, Nega Chalal Mavi. It's beyond, it's not in the Chalal Mavi, it's beyond the Chalal Mavi, the airspace of the Mavi. Okay, Lami Gimel, Lo'in the Mifnim. People said you can't see it. Rishlamer loyson shoyne b'tzaramovi ain't a lechinir race. Shein osuyel b'fneim. It's not inside, so they won't notice it. That's still kosher. So either way is kosher. Okay. Yud. Perchika meyakosel shloisha, which that was the case we had before already. That there's a gap of three tvachim. And so we had in Sifov that you can't have the lechi away a gap of three tvachim from the lechi and the wall. It repeats itself because he wants to say ashigbiya meor shloisha, or it's raised off the ground three. It's possible. Maybe a pachas mishloisha. If it's less than three off the ground, abishain by el shiva mashu. Even though the total amount is a seven and a mashu, the lech is kosher. Shavur lama dalad. Here me a kosel sholosh. Alvagav the kavar shenoo besivvav. This already mentioned before in sivvav. Chazur shenoo lashvin and shuli kuvah. We repeat it again to point out that this is not just a question of lechatchila. This will invalidate the lechi. A yigbil meyard sholosh, or it's three tefachim off the ground. Even though its total amount is 10 tvachim, but there's a gap. We can't allow it to be 3 tvachim off the ground, because it's not any better than if you had an actual wall there, raise 3 tvachim off the ground, which you said is no good, because the gedim can go under it. But if it's less than a gap of three tefachim, even though the total lechi is only a seven and a mashahu, it's kosher. Itam lovid, havi kimilei ze amokam aponi. So lovid makes it as if the gap is filled up. There was one of the potential ways we could understand the idea of lovid is we don't look at it as a gap as it has any significance. So a certain sense, so if this is the height of the item, and the lechi, the height of the wall, and this is the lechi is here, and there's a gap, so well, the gap is insignificant. You know, we understand that there's a half an inch between the lechi and the ground, that's not important. What about an inch? What about 2 inches? So where do we draw the line? So you draw the line by less than three tefachim. But then what's the pshat? Okay, so therefore we say it's like it's on the ground. Okay, so then you have something which is seven and a mashu on the ground. You see your total height is seven and a mashu. That's not the pshat. We look at it as if the whole height is filled and the gap is also full. So love gives the gap a status as if it's there. We've had this idea before. So you have a lechi, which is 10 tefachim high. Okay, Yud Aleph. Even though you didn't put it there for the purpose of being a lechi, it just happened to be there. The law is it's a valid lechi. But you have to decide before Shabbos that you want to use this as a lechi. That it has to be designated for this purpose already from before Shabbos. If you do not decide to use it in Erev Shabbos, for Kiran Shahayisham Lechi Acher, there's a different Lechi, Benofel B'Shabbos, and that Lechi fell down. She said, well, no problem, we have this other Lechi here. We have this other thing here, we didn't put it for the purpose of being a Lechi, but it's there. When Uboyim actually listen to Chazet, you're coming to rely on this other one, it does not work. If there's no other lechi at the end of the Mavi was three, had three walls, there was this item there by itself, which would allow the Mavi to carry it. Nobody thought about it, but that's the reality. Kilu samchol of them, and we deal with it as if the person had decided to use it. Because that the reality is it was matter the Mavi. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch specifically gives an example where there was another lechi, which was already permitting the Mavi, then the second Lechi is useless. So you can't change the status until Lechi on Shabbos. But if it's reality is it's closing off the fourth side. So once you pass the Lechi, Ha'im Me'elav is kosher, that a Lechi, which is there without any intent to being a lechi is kosher. It's chalukas in the Gemara. Once you pass a lechi, a meilov is kosher. That's what you're saying. Once a lechi is there, it permits the mavi. Okay. There's a piece of at the end of the mavi, there's some bricks sticking out up to the height of 10 tefachim, which would be the equivalent of a lechi. They put it there for some other reason. He didn't put it there. It's been there, was there from beforehand. The tree grew there. Gamkin kosher. It's a wall. Lechi we deal with the lechi. Lechi is a wall. And therefore, like we'll see in the next sif, so you put it, it's a wall is a wall. However, there was a different lechi there already. So then we deal with it as if the person is actively decided this is not going to be the lechi that I'm relying on. And then it's not going to be mutter. Okay.
Does that mean every week one needs to...
No.
Once it's used, once it's...
Correct. But it was there with no other lechi. Kilo sam chol avrotz lomer. Ava bishlo sam chol avrotz. He did not say explicitly, I'm going to use this. It works. Now, okay, however, im beferish loy sam chol av, they said explicitly, they actively said, we're not going to use it. In other words, he was pirate. So that counts like you were relying on it. Person actively says, no, we're not going to use it. For example, how would that be? Keep going. There was a lechi there. And they said, no, there's no lechi, we're not going to rely on this. I mean, they're saying that we're not going to use this as a lechi. So that's an amoyal of Shabbos of Boach, a yismahu alav me'er of Shabbos of Ferris. Then you would have to actively decide you're going to make this into a lechi, otherwise it's not a lechi. Another case of a tree standing here. Go find something in this picture book. Here we go. So there's a tree standing there, right? Okay, so that's fine. Right. Sorry. Right? So the tree, so the fact that that's automatically considered a lechi. No, it's a mechalek in the Gemara, we pass it and it works. But what lechi avameila was mechalek abaya v'roba. It's one of the places in Shas we pass like abaya. So, but if your person explicitly said, I'm not going to use this thing, I'm not going to carry this in the mavui, he's made a decision, he doesn't want it to be a lechi. So then it's not a lechi. Then you'd have to redo that the coming Shabbos.
See the owner of the mavui?
The members. Whoever the members of the mavui were. What if there's a mechalek? I don't know.
So you can't put a spare lechi just in case the first one falls down.
You shlomi me das.
We're not relying on the second one, so it's almost like it's not there.
Well, theoretically, I guess it depends on the cases. If one was permitting less than the other, because you're only allowed to carry from the lechi and inwards. So if one is at the edge and one is a little inwards, and you're carrying all the way out to the edge, you're saying this is not the lechi by definition.
Okay.
And the case over here was that it wasn't put there for purpose of being a lechi.
You could put the lechi
on the other side.
Right. And then they're the same.
So then I don't think one would have the precedence over the other in that situation. The case over here was
you have one lechi, and then you're saying, well, I'm going to put one more just in case. That one falls down, we'll have another one.
That probably would work. The case over here was where it wasn't put there to be a lechi. It was there by itself.
Right.
And I'm not using it, so you can't say, well, let it be a spare lechi. But if I would go put it there intentionally to be a spare lechi, I think that would work.
It would work.
Yeah. Okay. Yud Beis, Lechi Ha'imin Me'elov. If you have a Lechi which is there by itself, and you decided before Shabbos you're going to rely on it. So we said before in Sif Yud Aleph that's okay. But if the Mavi is more than 8 Amos wide, if the thickness of this thing which is there, which wasn't put there to be a lechi, but it's just there by itself. So we say once it's 4 amos wide, it's not a lechi anymore, it's a wall. But the problem is that it's be the equivalent of a wall. But now that you have an opening, you still need a lechi. Chazal said you still need a lechi. It wasn't put to be a lechi, so it's not a lechi. It's not a functioning wall because you didn't put it there as a wall either. So you need a lechi to matter the gap, which is more than 4 amos. You should put that lechi, which is going now to permit it, on the other side.
So a gap of more than 4 amos.
A gap more than 4 amos.
Right. I missed that. So where do we get the shear from? 4 amos. I know there's 10 amos. You could gap 10 amos.
We're going to see later on the definition. We still haven't gotten to, Shulchan Aruch works in interesting ways. You would have decided, if you're writing Shulchan Aruch, the first thing is, let's define what's a mavri and what's a chatzar. And then, let's define what a lechi is and what is a kara. And then, it's like, now, you have a mavri and you have a lechi, it's mavri. Shulchan Aruch doesn't work like that. We don't know what a mavri is yet. But we're going to find out that part of the definition of a mavri is that it has to have a certain amount of length and width to it, and that length and width is 4 amos. So once you give a shear of 4 amos to the width of that's considered the standard width of a mavi, is the minimum width, so someone says 4 amos really is a wall, theoretically. So okay, and now this one's bigger, but it's not considered a lechi unless it's put there specifically to be a lechi. Otherwise, we say it's part of the walls of the mavi. It's a fair question. Okay, from year to lahamido etzloi. If you want to put this new lechi, which is replacing or being mat to that side, so now you have a problem. Why wouldn't this just look like you're just taking that thing which is there already and just extending a little bit, just making it look? So what you should do is yaset a mat of oidak yersim mehablito. Make the new item that you're adding a little bit thinner or thicker than what's there already. So, say for argument's sake, you have a guy. There is a camel driver driving by, and a big board which was 4 amos wide fell off of the thing and landed right at the end of your lechi, end of your mavi. So you call the driver. He says, I forget. Just leave it there. Okay. So now you have this thing 4 amos wide sitting over there, and it's a half an inch thick. So you want to put the lechi to matter it right next to it, make it the lechi an inch thick, or a quarter of an inch thick. Not the same thickness, otherwise it just looks like it's bite to the same board. Kadeshe nikr shahu l'shem lechi. Okay, it should be obvious that you're putting it there as a lechi. Vim hemidr l'shem lechi. This is all talking about it wasn't put there intention to be a lechi. But if you put it there intention to be a lechi, this they call a shtidu lechi l'mavizet. So it comes known. People hear call. There's a voice. Call is an Aramaic way of saying voice. That this is done to be a lechi. For the roch of arba amos, havi lechi. Then in that situation, even though it's 4 amos wide, since you put it there specifically to be a lechi, it's a lechi. Okay. Mishabura sivkat mem lechi ho'emet. Shear the word of kachu.
When you're saying it's different. My understanding is the way it's written is in the way you explained it. It's that it's either thicker or thinner. Somehow I'm looking at this picture here. I think the picture's wrong because it shows it like it's shorter. I don't know why shorter would make a difference.
Shorter.
So I don't know where he gets it from. He actually,
I mean, not the same height, you mean?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't even know where he's getting it from because it's not in the Lushan of Mishnah Berurah.
I don't know. Okay. Interesting.
The same? Look how he shows it. He shows it as shorter. That's not.
Okay. I don't know.
What does your picture show?
Mine doesn't have a picture.
A bit thicker or a bit thinner than that?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Okay. Sikat Mem. Shear the word of Kachel. The Hakos of Besif Yadal, the Lech Yahman Me'ela, Besam Chalav Mahani. We said already in Sif Yadal, if you have a Lech Yahman which is there naturally, or by itself, and you relied on it already beforehand, it works. But now we're saying, Davkim im Alech Yahman Me'ela, the Rechav Shalmovi, Arbamas, it doesn't eat up 4 amas. If it extends 4 amas into the airspace of the Mavi, Oz Nofek Le Mitaras Lechi, it leaves the status of being a Lechi. Mishum Shiyesh Bashir Heksher Shal Arak Mavi, it's now considered the amount which you could theoretically create the length of a Mavi with it, Shumar Abamas, which is the 4 amas. Klikha Mavi Sif Chavov. So what is it? The Rishayim Kosel Mavi Alei. Now it's one of the walls of the Mavi. Mesarach Lechi Acher LePesach Hamavi Latir. So you need another Lechi to be Matan. Now Yim Loisha Mavi Enu Masik Roch Berak Shvona Amos. But if the Mavi is only 8 amos wide or less, the Oz Mutter Below Lechi Acher. Then you don't need another Lechi wide. Havi Oymed Kiparitz. So the enclosed area is equal to or greater than, if it's less than 8 amas, the open area. So if the omen is merubah laporit, so it's closed. So if it's less than 8 amas, or 8 amas or less, it's okay. You put the meila, but if you put it there intentionally to be a lechi, even though it's 4 amas wide, fill the rochav 4 amas. Havi lechi, kimosha kosova bahagal, like the Ramah points out. Arba amos. Again, he's repeating himself. The arba amos, havi shir kosomovi, lechi keiro. Some obvious people, this is a new lechi, the people say this is part of the wall. Like a carrot cloud, the hulechi, it's not obvious to people, this is a lechi. Well, arba amos, nuchal lechosher lechi, with the samcha law of Mir Shabbos, kanabas if you know. But it's less than 4 amas, we can consider it a lechi, as long as, again, with the case where it was here, it was here by itself, you have to decide before Shabbos to use it. But if you put it there to be a lechi, it's kosher. Feel rochav arba amas, even though it's 4 amas wide. But who had then, yes, even more than 4 amas, it's still kosher. But Tamish and the rabba, should mean the riba, but Pesach, Hamavi, Bistimosoi, Lagar Melechi, Dahama. The fact that you decided to close off more of the area is not worse than just your average lechi. Okay. Yud Gimel. Lechi hamoshech im dofne shalmavi shehemid chudoi keneged oivri hakoisel. The shalmim ifni manir mevichus. So. So this lechi continues on beyond the wall. It's moshech, it flows. It continues on with the wall of the mavi. You put chudo, you put its narrow side. you didn't put it flat up against the wall, but you put the narrow side of the board continuing along with the length of the mavi. So if this is my mavi wall, I put it this way, continuing, suppose I'm putting it flat this way, I continue it going out.
Is that what the Ovi is?
Ovi is the thickness.
Where are the three walls of the mavi?
Here's the three walls of the mavi. And here I put this board this way. So here is, if this is the custom mavi, is it, right? So I put, where did I put it with the custom mavi? Shemichudu connected ovi a kosel. I put this is the thickness of the kosel, and I put the edge of the board here. The shabim if neiman yirbe bechutz. So you're standing inside. It just looks like the wall is continuing further. It's perfectly parallel with the edge of the wall facing inside, so it's going to continue.
Even though the other side is not the same.
Even on the here it is. Right, there's the picture. Right. So inside, it just looks like the wall continues. I just see the wall continuing further when I'm standing inside. But Mibachutz says there's this thing sticking out to the street. So it's near Mibachutz. Shabbat Fnim and near Mibachutz. Shein Chudash Alechi Mechasa Kol Ovi Adoifin. But the thickness of the board is not as wide, is not as thick as the thickness of the wall. So, it's not really an extension of the wall. It could be an extension of the wall. If the wall is 3 feet thick, or 2 feet thick, or a foot thick, or six inches thick, and this is only an inch thick, so it's not really a wall. It's very obvious on the outside that it's not a wall. It's just a lechi.
That depend on which angle you're looking at it from, because you look at it from one side. If it's flush with the mavoi wall, then you wouldn't know that. But if on the other side, it would be obvious, right?
Well, they didn't draw the picture great. Here's, you know, your thickness of the wall is much thicker than your thickness of the board. So if I said that the wall is continuing, you would expect a much thicker board to be coming out.
Yeah, what I was saying is the only way to really notice that is to be at the correct viewing angle to notice.
From this direction, you wouldn't necessarily know that, right? Yeah, you see it from this direction. Okay, fine, correct. Okay. So then we say like this. So up to a length of 4 amas, we consider this board a lechi. You're allowed to carry from the inner edge. The inner edge, of course, being really the end of the mavi. So if it's four amas long, we say, well, what you basically have done is extended the mavi. Well, the problem is now your mavi has no lechi, so you can't carry. Well, obviously you can't carry over here; it just has one wall, but you can't carry anywhere in the mavi because there's no lechi at all for the whole mavi.
Can't carry in where? Because
in the whole mavi, you can't carry
any wall.
You know it. Well, the mavi itself has no lechis. It only has three walls. One of the walls has been extended. So it has a wall here, and a very long wall here, but there's nothing being mounted to it.
So basically, a lechi doesn't have a shear of how small it could. It could be tiny.
Right.
But it can't be too big.
It can't be too big. At some point in time,
it's worse for it to be bigger than to be small. If it's a string, it's okay. But if it's four amas,
sometimes it's a problem. Right.
It's a problem. Is it not a problem if it's four amas?
Well, we said
if
you put it this way, you put it there intentionally, so you said that we said even more than the 4 amas is okay if you put it there intentionally.
Is it just it should be nikkur? Is it like a zekor or something? What purpose does it serve?
Well, lechi is mutter as mechitza. The yisod of lechi is a din mechitza, the Mora says. It works not as lechi, but as mechitza. But it has to be nikkur to the people that there's that it's there. It has a lachik status of a wall, as if there's a wall, there's an enclosure there, as opposed to kura. We'll get to kura soon.
So you couldn't carry in a mavoi which only has three walls?
Correct. That's Midaraisa, you could. Midarabanan, you can't. He continues along the length of the Mavi. It's not as thick. It continues beyond the end of the Mavi. Gave a picture of that before. You're allowed to carry inside the Mavi. The inner edge of the where the board starts, which is the end of the Mavi, really, you can't carry beyond that. That the area which is, you know, let's say Bein al-Khayayim. So if my lechi was 3 amas long this way, so where do I stop carrying? They stop carrying here, the inner edge or the outer edge. We pass it, you can carry to the outer edge. Bein al-Khayayim is mutter. Working, you see? All right, so we pass Bein al-Khayayim is mutter. So Bein al-Khayayim is mutter, so why over here we're saying you can't carry beyond that? But that's the answer. Well, the answer is very simple, because over here you're inside the Mavi. But our case right now, it's extending beyond the Mavi. You're in the street. The second side of the Mavi doesn't have a wall extending, so you can't carry inside there. So Tzal Rav is Ira Mishum Mavi. Excuse me. Till four amas is considered a lechi. Once it's 4 amas, it's considered a mavi. The kevin shu arba amas, shu be alma shir arach mavi. Since it's 4 amas long, which in general that's the shear that you need for the length of a mavi to have a din of a mavi. Yetzim teres lechi v'nechshav l'kasa mavi. So now it's a part of a wall of a mavi. Now, v'chein mavi she'osu l'orech ha'mavi lifnim l'chayayim ketanim harbe ritzufim b'pochim shoshat v'chim zeitul zeh v'meshach arba amas. Let's make a picture of that. Yeah. Along these lines. Right? So there are different l'chayayim with each one which is 3 t'vachim of the next one, so this becomes one long wall. Well, if you make that thing too long, it's not a lechi anymore. Now it's a wall, just a thicker wall.
So it loses the status of lechi.
If it's 4 amas long, the kiman chain pochos mishloshes tochem mizeh. Each one's a gap of less than 3. Shum kolam kelechi echad. Shum asik 4 amas berach boy. It's a lechi which is 4 amas. You know, wide that way. We get to mitaris lechem and extra kikoso ben lechem the mavi zes, and now you have no lech anymore in your mavi. Now, however, we come walking in malechi harishin shoymed b'kseh hamavi, eno oymed b'shavi b'kseh hamavi, ela nimshak sas min hamavi v'lifnim, nidim shum lechi kim shenir b'chutz. If the last one is sticking out into the street a little bit, so even though it's not matter based on this long thing, but there's something sticking out. So it's a case of a lechi which is near Bechutz, which is matir. The last piece will be considered a lechi, the part which is sticking out into the street. Okay, so we're holding over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Memches.